that to happen. All right, so we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Beis. In Siftes, the Chavetz Chaim started talking about another aspect of Apitlosa, and that is that he said, B'shem the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, if something is mefursim, if something is known, then there isn't an Isur of Lashon Hara if a person, Agavurcha, talks about it. But if he's talking about it because he is intending to bashmutz, to increase the negativity in the situation, then there is the Isur of Lashon Hara. So the Chavetz Chaim says in the middle of Sivkot and Tes, Klal Beis Sivkot and Tes, so he says, Va'alkein, about 8 lines in, Va'alkein tzarech lizor ma'oid, afilu mefursam ali adam inyan echad l'rash oseh ben arusa. Even if it's known that a certain person, when he was young, he wasn't from, or he did certain things that were wrong. Ach, mi'oz vi'anatu misnai kashura. But from now on, he's behaving properly. Oy, shemefursam ala voisev shlohenegim kashura klal. Or let's say the person's parents had big issues. And he is not following in their ways. In such a case, there's no complaint on him. He didn't do anything wrong. So you're not allowed to denigrate him, be megane him regarding this. And if a person who does talk about it, even not in his presence, there's another problem. You're embarrassing him. But even not in his presence, in order to lower his esteem, even if he doesn't say anything that's untrue, he doesn't add anything. In other words, Lamaisa, the fact that a person did something wrong when he was young is not a reason now if he did tshuva or he became a Baal tshuva, Levi. So there's nothing wrong now with him. And if a person will say it in a way that he used to, so then even though if you ask anybody, did this guy used to do these things? Did this guy used to eat treif or whatever? So obviously everybody knows, you know, he's a Baal tshuva. That means he was raised secular and he took eat treif. But if a person will now use that information, even though it's goli l'koyel, so l'chor you should have the het of the Rambam, that if it's known to everybody, there's no Isur Lashon Hara. But as the Chavetz Chaim said, there's a second condition in the Rambam, that it can't be that kavanoise legaloso yoser, which the Chavetz Chaim in one aspect interprets as leganoise yoser. In other words, if you're doing it in intention to lower the person's esteem in the eyes of others, then that's an Isur of Lashon Hara, even though you're not saying anything untrue. But you're doing it in a way to make the person become less chashuv in other people's eyes. And you don't have the het of apiklos, even though everybody knows it. Because in truth, he does not deserve to be lowered his esteem because of that. That a son should not have to carry the burden of the sins of his father. Kol pshav v'asha asa lo yizachru. Any averus a person does, lo yizachru, will not be recalled because if he did tshuva. V'hu oseyu avur ze lo lag b'fi abriyes. And he, in fact, is making him the object of ridicule for lowering the esteem that people have for him in the eyes of others, and therefore that's an iser of lashon hara. Vidaid, and another one more nekuda, the whole hat of apiklosa who mitzad ha'oimer. The whole hat of apiklosa is the person who says it. Avim mitzad ha'shemeya da'hinu imi yodeya es teva ha'shemeya. If I know that if I say this over, shetekev kishi yishma yikabul dov zel emes al shemen. If I know that if I say something that I heard a lashon hara was said in front of a few people, and now if I'm going to say it, that the tev of this person is that he's going to accept it as the truth. That's one nekuda. And he will now say, oh, that's not the only thing he does wrong. He does this also. To such a person, you're not allowed to give even a hint of anything negative about a person in front of him. And if you do say something in front of such a person, then you're over the love of Lifnei Iver, because you're the catalyst for this person now to speak Lashon Hara. And all this is talking about, even if you don't mention the name of who told you the Lashon Hara, they say this about this person. Nevertheless, it's forbidden. So then the Chofetz Chaim ends off. And after all this truth that we have explained, how much you have to distance yourself from relying on this kula, the fact that it was said in front of three people. Shekimat ein lamokum b'mitzius. Kimat, you don't have such a situation. That's because he said that if it's a friend or a karev, maybe you don't have the heter. You don't have the heter in a case where the people who heard it are yirei shemayim. You don't have the heter in the case where you bring up the situation, in the case where you're intending to spread the news. So that's first of all. First of all, he says, ubifrat sha'afim yitztarfu kol hapratim. Even if all the conditions are here, gam kein tzarichin amalacha kadeyazu. It's also tzarichin if the halach is like this. Achrein sheladas harbi poiskim ein shemoka lekulizu mishas. There's no mocha for it. Lachain hashem enafshu yirchum mizeh. And therefore, a person is hashem enafshu should distance himself from relying on that heter. It's also interesting to note that I had this kasha. Now I looked this afternoon that Raphael Cohen Shlita's son put out a sefer on Lashon Hara, and the Chavetz Chaim in a number of places, which we'll bump into, says that he asks the kashas from a Gemara, and he says, well, in that case it's not shver. Like he asks the kasha about that. It says, do you say motza or moitza? Moitza ni esi shemar mi bavis. So he says, L'chayra, how could a guy say that he was zeicha to get a mar mimavis, a more bitter than death wife? L'chayra, he's being saying Lashon Hara on his wife. So he says, Mistam, a woman like that, that's mar mimavis, everybody knows she's a mar mimavis. So therefore, there wouldn't be the use of Lashon Hara. So how does the Rambam, so how does the Chavetz Chaim say that as an answer to the Gemara? That's only a Teretz Chayra coin to the Rambam. But that doesn't help according to the other Rishayim. So what did he answer? And there's other places. So he writes there that the nekuda of the machlokes of the Rishayim may argue on the Rambam is the fact that a person said Lashon Hara in front of three people. The Emes, as the Chavetz Chaim points out, it's not easy to understand why the Rambam would have a heter, especially the way the Chavetz Chaim puts it down. How does it get out? He's saying that if you say Lashon Hara in front of three people, so then it's going to become known to everybody, and therefore you're not called damaging him, because the guy's going to be damaged, because the news is going to get out. So you're not called a mazik on this person. But the question is, how does the news get out? You're not allowed to say the news. Now it's like, which comes first, the horse or the cart? And if those three people heard it, it's Lashon Hara, so the news is not going to get out, so then there's no heta. So what are you saying it's going to get out? How do you get it out? It's an issa to get out. So that's the nekuda that they argue on the Rambam to say that, first of all, mechtes, it's going to get out. There's no heta for it to get out. And who says that the fact that it's going to get out is a heta right now to say the Lashon Hara? Mashenkin, in a case taka where it's out, knows if a person is talking about a case, about a thing that's in the newspapers, or it's all over and it's out about this mosur, and the guy in conversation mentions this, and he mentions it to somebody, I can't believe how a guy could do that, his own rabbonim, his own this, his own community. How could he do it? So there, everybody would agree that there's no use of Lashon Hara if you're not being mechaven to bashmutzim more. But if there's no, there won't be an use of Lashon Hara because taka it is known. So in other words, in a case when it's taka known, and it's everybody knows it, then mentioning it is not going to be the use of Lashon Hara. This is really, this is very negated the Shaila. The Shaila is, you know, many times, do you have to have a Chafetz Chaim right next to you when you have a newspaper next to you? And that is because the question is, are you allowed to, what could I read? Sometimes the advertisements, but they're not true. So, and the articles, you know, could be Lashon Hara. So, you know, how could they report the news about anything that happens in, let's say, pick random, a city like Deal, New Jersey or something? You know, how could anybody, you know, write anything about it? L'charetz Lashon Hara. You know, even if you're not Kavanos Legalis, you know, they see Yaseh. But the Chayyim, according to this, the way the Chavit, if we assume this, that the Shaila and the Rambam is only in the case you said in front of three, is it considered that it's already no Iser because it's going to become known? Even though we don't know how it would become known, but it's going to become known. But in the case where something is Taka Yadua, it's Taka all over the news, it's all over the thing, so it's Yadua in that case. As long as it's not Kavanosa and Leganosa or Legalosa Yoser, then there wouldn't be an Iser Lashon Hara.